Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. So glad you took the time to join us today. Welcome to Change Radio. I am your host, Miss Rhonda. On Change Radio, we will have educational, intentional, motivational, and inspirational conversations to empower you with steps, exercises, stories, and experiences to take you to the next level of changing your mindset on wealth, health, and wellness, relationships, and more. Get ready for an EduJam party for your mind session with me and my special guest.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome to Change Radio with Rhonda. I am so elated and ecstatic to be back on air with you. I have been gone for the last couple of months. Yes, there have been some things that went on in life. You know, life goes on. And I also want to take the time to thank Ms. Trinace Carter for hosting my show in December. In my absence, she did an absolute wonderful job on Change Radio. And again, I wish you a happy new year, a prosperous year. I'm so glad you are taking the time to join me this morning on Change Radio with Rhonda. I need to let everyone know that my special guest, Ms. Krillin Peters, is not feeling well today. So we have to reschedule her call. So there is no guest today. So you all are just going to have to listen to me today. So I am your guest and your host today, Ms. Rhonda, on Change Radio. Before we begin, I would like to let everyone know that we have some wonderful changes coming up for Change Radio with Rhonda. We are introducing what I call commercial spots. So they begin at 15-second commercial spots. If you are interested in having your own commercial on Change Radio, you can do it where they will air twice in 1 month. You can pay to have your commercial play for 3 months or for 6 months. So you could easy to get the information. You go to my website, www.itsmissrhonda.com. So it's MissRhonda.com, and the payment plan and schedule is there for you on my website for Change Radio, as well as some past shows. You feel free to listen to them so you know the scheme of the show, and if you feel like your advertisement would fit with the show's audience. And what you would do is you would send in an MP3 audio, and you'll be able to hear your commercial twice a month, however long you decide to pay for your commercial. It's going to be awesome. I have wonderful guests lined up for you for 2016. I wanted to kick off the new year with working on finances, because generally in the new year, you know, when everyone's doing their trying to renew themselves, their finances is, stay tuned for that. We're going to do a series on your finance, your credit, because that is part of change, and it's part of changing your mindset to save and to do better with your finances, if you will. So today, since I didn't have a guest, and I didn't find out about not having a guest until yesterday, I was like, okay, I generally have a lot to talk about. But I didn't think I had a lot to talk about. So much going on in current events, and I'm kind of over a lot of stuff. I really didn't want to talk about the news, you know, that kind of stuff, and I don't want to talk about the police brutality. You know, I wanted to talk about something that was strictly for you today, maybe even for me today. So for those of you who do not know, I am blessed to have two mothers, okay? So I have my mom, who gave birth to me, gave me life, and I have my other mom, who actually helped her to raise me. And it's because of those two women that I am the woman that I am today. They have always, they're very different women, right? But their qualities are very unique and was very essential for my life. But on December 23rd, my birth mom passed. So, you know, it was, it has been a journey, you know. So I just kind of walk you through the story because I just feel like it's for somebody, all right, and it's not just for me. So I'm at work, you know, and I get the phone call that Mama failed. And so that was pretty much a gist of it. And I'm like, Mama is always falling, so I'm fussing. Mama's always falling. She's too old. She can't be doing all this falling. You know, this is me. I'm going in a just ranting and raving, you know, because she didn't fail. Like, it's her fault that she failed, right? So I'm sitting at my desk, and I was trying to debate whether I was going to go to the hospital or if I was just going to kind of wait and see what happened once she got to the hospital, because my twin sister called me. And anybody know my twin sister knows she can be a little dramatic, okay? So I was sitting in my desk, and so I told, you know, my spirit was telling me I needed to go. So I was like, okay, let me get up and go get ready. So I told, you know, my coworkers in my work life, you know, I got to go. So by the time I'm getting things packed up at my desk, my little sister called. Now, getting a call from my little sister was kind of like, okay, I know we got a real problem here because my little sister does not call me in the middle of the day, especially if I'm at work, if it's not very important. And she was extremely upset when she called. So before I continue on with this, let me back up. I need to back you up because it's only a handful of people who will be able to understand what I'm getting ready to say. So before all of this happened, one day I'm driving down the highway, leaving work, and Spirit spoke to me. And it was dropped in my spirit that I was going to lose my mother, right? So when I had this thought, and I don't do the negative thoughts. I'm like, I bind this up in the name of Jesus. And, you know, just a mere thought of losing any one of my mother was just too much for me. And I remember driving to my next destination. I'm just blowing this off. I'm binding it up. And I said, Lord, I am not ready. You can't have either one of them. Don't take either one of them, right? So this was weeks and weeks before this phone call that I'm talking about right now. So fast forward, I get in the car. I'm busting 90 down the highway because I know something is wrong in my spirit. I feel like something is not right. And so, you know, as I'm pulling up to the highway, my brother called. And I'm like, at this point, I'm about to pass out because everybody has called me and they would not normally call me, you know, in the middle of the day. I'm like, this is, okay, I'm here. I'm like, I'm here. So I pull up to the hospital and my little sister greets me, and she's still visibly upset, but she's on the phone, so I didn't get to actually talk to her because I'm trying to get in the hospital to see Mama. So I'm going in, and I go in to see Mama, and I'm talking to the little security guard at the desk because, you know, you got to get the little name tag to go to the back where the actual rooms are at the hospital. So I did all of that, and so I'm met by chaplain. Now, wait a minute. We don't call the chaplain, right, unless it's something way has really gone wrong. So the chaplain meets me in this little room and then a nurse. So the first thing that the nurse said to me was, we got her pulse back. And I remember asking the lady, so you mean she didn't have one? And she was like, no. It took them 30 minutes to get her pulse back. Okay, now I'm a soldier for a lot of things, but I was not a soldier for that moment. I lost it for a quick second in that little room, you know. And, you know, of course, you know, like I said, the chaplain was there, the nurse was there. And my little sister was still outside at the time, and my twin sister hadn't gotten there yet, and my brother hadn't gotten there yet. So it was just me and them in this little room that's, like, smothering, you know, the 2x4 room. And so, you know, the nurse was saying, you know, so it's going to be all right, baby. You know, we got to pray, you know, all this stuff, stuff that I know, right? So, and I'm just real, I don't know, I'm funny about trying to keep myself together, not losing, right, myself, falling out, like crying, all that kind of stuff. I might feel like that on the inside, but that cannot be what is portrayed on the outside. That is just me, okay? So, you know, eventually time moves on, and like I said, they got mama's pulse back, and they're running these tests, and, you know, in the natural, she's not looking well. You know, her heartbeat is not stable, just a lot. So in the interim, you know, everybody gets there. You know, my brother, sister, my uncle, cousins, you know, we all get there, and they eventually move mama up to critical care, ICU, right? So we go through that spill with mama being on life support for almost 2 weeks. And then, you know, it came to a point where we were going to have to make a decision. Now I'm here to tell you, making a decision to take someone off life support, it's not an easy decision. Maybe it should be for some, you know, they're not breathing on their own, they're not doing this. These things are not happening, so we need to take her off life support. We need you to make the best decision for her as a family, as her children, and take her off life support. This is what the doctors were telling us. And with there being four of us, if you can imagine, we were all not in agreement with when to take mama off life support or how to take mama off life support and how her quality of life would be after she was taken off life support or if we decided on any other methods. So as a family, that was very stressful. It was stressful for all of us, right? Because, you know, you have arguing and you have the disagreements, and some go to church, some don't, or may not go as often, and some have different beliefs, which is fine. But none of that mattered to the point where we should not have been able to make a educational decision, if you will, of how mama was going to be or how we should, you know, take care of our mother and her, what her wishes would be. So fast forward to us trying to make the best decision for mom, so we did that. So we, you know, eventually came to terms with we were going to have to take her off of life support, and so that's what we did. So we took her off life support, and so you know, you have the aftermath. So for me, and I can only speak for me, it was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do in my life. But I can be grateful for so many things that happened during that time. You know, I can be grateful that my other mom came in, you know, to be with me at the end, you know, during that time, to make sure that I was okay. And, you know, for some people say, well, she's got two moms, please understand that one does not replace the other. Not ever would that be. As I said before, they're two totally different women. They play two totally different roles in my life and even in my children's life. And that's another thing, you know, the whole thing was hard on all of our children. You know, my mother's grandchildren, it's extremely hard for them, but she was an excellent grandmother for her children, her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. But, so with all of that being said, what I would like to say is for families who are going through situations or have gone through situations, let me tell you this. You know, for us, as I mentioned before, we had arguing and disagreements and whatnot. And, you know, at a point it got really heated, right? But the one thing that all of us know for sure is if Mama saw us or if Mama knew how we were acting, she beat all our ass, plain and simple. She don't play that. She's not going to have her children not getting along. So it was essential for us that we found a way to keep it together, right? So there could be no, I'm not talking to my sister because she did this or she said that, or I'm not talking to him because he did this or he said that. Life is short. Nobody has time for that. So I would like to empower you if you're in that situation or if you have been in that situation and you're feeling that way, you need to do something about it. Life is too short to hold grudges or to be worried about something that happened in the past. You must concentrate on your future. If you know anything about me, I would tell anyone, change your mind, change your life. Every decision that you make is a choice. You have the choice to stay in it, and you have a choice to get out of it. Do not let things that are said during the time when everyone is grieving affect you and your family for the rest of your life. Don't do it. And in all of it, understand that someone has to be the bigger person. So someone has to not respond when something is said to them. Someone needs to be able to walk away when something is said to them that you don't like. You have to be able to walk away from it. Not saying that it's going to be easy, but it is going to be very, very necessary, okay? So those things, those are something that has to be done. And another thing that I can be eternally grateful for is my Aunt May. Now, I know that my church family, Water Grove Christian Center, we are under the great Anthony Heron, Pastor Anthony Heron. I know they were praying for me, without a doubt. I know they interceded for me and my family because I asked them to. That's just not done, right? So I know I had people praying for us and over the situation that we were going through as a family. But Aunt May, now Aunt May is the one before I went to go live with my other mom who helped raise me, Dolores, that dragged us to church, y'all. Just every Sunday, I don't care what we look like, she's going to drag us to church, child. And, you know, she's responsible partially for me being baptized. And I was baptized at Second Baptist Missionary Church in Kinlock. So, but she was there when everything was happening with my mom and as things were going on as a family. And she would constantly repeat the word of God back to me. She was like, you know, Rhonda, you know, the word of God says that, you know, you may weep, you may cry, but you cannot cry like there is no tomorrow, like there is no hope, right? I know that word. I've been taught that word, and her bringing it back to me was essential for me to be able to go on to the next day and the next day and the next day, because I'm here to tell you, baby, that day after, because we had been at the hospital like every day, spending the night, overnight, all night, early morning for almost 2 weeks. But that day when I finally, you know, got to, you know, we packed up, you know, all our stuff at the hospital, out of the ICU waiting room, and came home, and I knew I was home, you know, and things began to set in. So, you know, the things that were said and done, You know, the fact of Mama being gone and knowing that we had to, well, she was already at rest, but put her body to rest. Honey, I came home, laid in my bed, and I could not get up, right? I did not want to get up, you know. And so in order to keep things very real, I went through a period of drinking. It was a short drinking. I needed a drink to go to sleep, you know, to feel like that I needed to relax myself. You know, I just found myself drinking way too much, just way too much, much normal than I would. And keep in mind, I got this little 12-year-old here watching me. So I had to go back to the Word of God, right? God says he will never leave me nor forsake me, right? God says in his word that he is my strength. So I had to pull back on all of those things. So I had to put my glass down or whatever I was drinking, stop that process, and begin to pick up my Bible and get back into my Word of God. So, and I have people saying, you know, even my mom, she's saying, you know, if you need to talk, you can call me. My girlfriends, you know, they said, you know, same thing, and I know that I can. And I'm grateful that I can. But generally, if I need to talk, I just have to be like God, okay? Or, you know, just pull up the word. I need to read a scripture. And I have a great friend, Kamingo Johnson, who sends me scripture every day. And it just seems like lately his scriptures have been hitting the nail on the head, you know. So it's what I need for the moment. So I thank God for all of that. And I'm so glad that I was brought up in a church home that teaches the real word, y'all, from the Bible and how to apply it to my everyday life. Because that is essential, and that has been essential for my getting through this. And so when I am okay and my sister or my brother is not, then I can go to them and help them to be okay. And it's been vice versa for me as well, okay? And, you know, I told my girlfriend, I was so shocked somebody actually said, I didn't even see you cry. Really? First of all, who says that to anybody who just lost their mama? Second of all, I don't know where you've been. And third of all, so what? If you didn't see me cry, not a tear. You understand? That's my mama. You know, of course I cried. I cry every day. Not necessarily on the outside, but you better believe there's tears on the inside. Because we all miss our mom. And if for anybody who has gone through that, and honey, I just didn't realize how many people I know that who actually had already lost their mom until, you know, they were kind of telling me their stories and sharing a little bit, you know what I mean? And I feel for them because no holiday will be the same, but it still has to be a holiday. You cannot stop living. I refuse to stop living. I have my children, my grandchildren who depend on me, and besides that, it's my life, and I make a choice to live my life. So with all of that being said, I just want you to know that if you're going through whatever you're going through, a death, some type of loss, separation, whatnot, I implore you, empower you, to lean on the Word of God to get you through it. Put down the alcohol. Put down the anger and the resentment because you don't have time for it. You don't have the space for it in your spirit in order to be able to move on, right? Get the rest that you need. Get back to your regular habits and your regular activities as soon as you can. Because the longer you put them off, the longer you will not want to get back to them, right? Lean on those who you can around you, and I promise you it's going to be okay. It's going to get better and better. It will not ever be the same, but it's going to get better and better. And for those of you who don't know my mom, she was Lily McAllister. And for those of you who know my mom, she was Skeet. That was her nickname. That's always been her name. And as I dedicate this show to her and her memory, and everything that I do from this point on will be to make the McAllister name greater in her honor, because she would have it no other way. So I thank you very much for tuning in to Change Radio today. We will get back to our normal show program. I will see you the first Saturday in February. Well, not see you, we'll hear you, talk to you the first Saturday in February. And again, please remember the Change Radio. We are doing your commercial ad spots now. Go to the website again at www.itsmissrhonda.com to sign up and to pay for your radio spots. And for further information on it, you may email me at rhondadavisworkshop@gmail.com. You can reach me at 314-722-6054. And also, it seems like I'm forgetting something. Please stay tuned to my Facebook page. I have lots of events going on. If you're in St. Louis, I have joined a great networking organization I would like for you to be a part of. If you can, if you're in St. Louis, we are launching the St. Louis chapter. And if you're not, there are other chapters around the United States that you may either join, or maybe you may actually start one. So please pay attention to my Facebook page, which is Rhonda Davis Workshops is my Facebook. I look forward to seeing you there. Write a review on the show on Change Radio with Rhonda on Facebook. I'd like to know what you like about the show. If you have any opinions about the show, I would like to hear it. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please inbox me on Facebook, and I will see you at the top. Thank you. This has been Change Radio with Rhonda.